Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. If you look around, you'll see signs everywhere that our culture is obsessed with weight, body size, and body shape. Do you notice that when you're not at the body size that makes you feel comfortable, that it can actually make you feel tormented? I don't think there's anything wrong with a person wanting to feel good in their body. Yet for millions of people, it is so difficult to lose weight and get control over food. I suffered for years from a horrible food addiction. I constantly overate. I ate too fast, and I ate the wrong kinds of foods. I always felt ashamed and condemned. But today, I'm gonna show you one of the most incredible insights I've ever received from God on this issue. It's personally brought me indescribable freedom, and it totally changed my life, the way I look and the way I feel about myself. I believe it will usher in a huge breakthrough for you too. I want you to check how tight your clothes are. Check your pant line. Check over here by your legs. You ladies, check you know where. That horrible secret place, all right? Because today I think a lot of you are gonna supernaturally lose some weight. Amen? Okay, now sit back down. Now I want you to get quiet, and I want you to check in here. How do you feel in here today? Are you struggling? Do you feel like lust's coming up inside your soul, like discontentment? Like pain, dissatisfaction? Do you have a hunger inside your soul for things like food, like narcotics or cigarettes or alcohol or excessive shopping, spending? Now all you ladies are thinking, that's me, yeah, that's me, right? Just close your eyes and do you feel that? Do you feel like that dissatisfaction in your soul, like your soul needs something? If that's true, just slip your hand up. Let me see how many people are feeling that right now. Amen. It's true. There's a lot going on in our soul. Today, I'm going to share something with you that I struggled with my entire life. It was a big issue with food. I was completely addicted to food. I was obsessed with food. I couldn't stop thinking about food. I would eat something, and immediately, I would still feel hungry because I wasn't satisfied. I felt like I needed to have more food. And no matter what I ate or how much I ate, I still felt like I needed to eat even more. And I would always eat super, super fast, like I was starving to death or something, like somebody was gonna come and steal my food from me, and I had to guzzle it down before anybody did it. I had big issues with food. And I've gotten major, major breakthroughs with food. And I'm free, and I'm so happy because it was causing me so much pain, so much shame, so much condemnation, and it was miserable. My life was miserable. And I want to share my story because I think millions of people are struggling through the same thing. Amen? Millions of people all over the world. I think countless people right now are suffering pain and shame and condemnation and even suffering from deadly diseases that come from food issues. And I believe that they're going to also get a breakthrough as they hear the message and the revelation God gave me and apply it to their life. Amen? Amen. You know, millions of people are struggling with food issues. They're addicted to all kinds of food. They're addicted to fast foods, foods that are bad for them. They eat too much. They eat too fast. They've tried to lose weight. And no matter what they've tried to do, they haven't been able to lose it. Some people are even going to extremes to lose weight, like having things done, like gastric bypass surgery. You know, and what's so exciting about that is that many people see really great results with that. But what's very devastating about it is that they say a huge percentage of the people that go to that extreme to try to win this battle end up gaining all the weight back within a few years. Can you imagine the pain of going through all that and then ending up where you started, or even worse? How horrible is that? Did you know that the biggest money-making industry in the United States are diet and diet aids? But they don't work. Yeah, you might get some results for a while, but as long as you're taking that pill or doing that program, but as soon as you stop, the problem comes back, which means that there's a problem inside of us. Amen? That when we get that healed, that the things that we're trying in the natural will actually work. Amen? Did you know that more people today die of obesity-related diseases than cancer? Than cancer. People are dying of heart disease, blood pressure, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, infertility, sleep apnea, and it's all coming from obesity issues, from food issues. And if they're not suffering with like those kinds of things, millions of people are also suffering from all kinds of gut disorders that could be connected to food issues, like acid indigestion, acid reflux, celiacs, Crohn's, chronic constipation, diarrhea, diverticulitis, gluten intolerance, chronic heartburn, hemorrhoids, indigestion, irritable bowel. The list goes on and on. How many people in here are suffering from some sort of a gut-related disease? Raise your hand. Or some obesity-related disease. See, there's so many people that are suffering under this problem. Here's one of the most difficult things about the weight issue is that millions of people are literally wearing their struggle on their physical body for everybody else to see. Amen? You know, society has become so demeaning towards overweight people. Television commercials, magazines, advertisements, they celebrate the thin people. And what that does is it sets a standard for the rest of society to treat anybody who's not thin and gorgeous with contempt, with disdain, and to be rude to them. I've seen it, man. I go out on tour a lot, and I see some of the most ridiculous, horrible things when I'm out on tour. I can remember once being in a hotel room, being in a hotel to check in to get my room, and there was a very heavyset gentleman in front of me. He was checking in to get his room, and there was a group of slightly inebriated people behind me waiting for their room. And they began to tell jokes out loud, really loud, so everyone could hear it, including the man in front of me. They began to tell, quote, fat jokes, you know? One guy even said, hey, somebody give the fat guy a line of Coke. Meaning that if he were to do some type of drug that inhibited his food, suppressed his appetite, that he wouldn't be fat. And of course, the man in front of me heard it, and he was humiliated. He was embarrassed. You know, it's like when I heard the guy say that, I wanted to karate chop him in the throat, man. And in my old days, I would have done it. Now I let God karate chop people. Hi-ya! Amen. So with these weight issues, a lot of people are wearing their struggle on their physical body for everybody else to see. And it just doesn't seem fair because other people have issues too. But they don't have to wear it in for the public to view. Like, you know, maybe you're trapped in the sin of pornography. You know, it's a horrible thing to be trapped there. And it's, wow, what an intense struggle it is. But your struggle is in private. Nobody knows what you're going through. Unlike when you have to actually wear your struggle on your body. Amen? Maybe you're one of those people that have really bad money issues. You know, you spend on your credit card so you can look good. You know, buy shoes, buy clothes, buy makeup, buy whatever. And you look awesome. So everybody's like, oh, you look great. But internally, really, that person's having just as much of a struggle as the person who is overweight or the person who's watching pornography or the alcoholic or anybody else. It's just that you can't see it, so nobody thinks it's happening to you. Amen? I'm going to show you in these programs that a lot of these food issues, these weight issues, these gut and obesity-related diseases can be coming from wounds in your soul, man.
Part of your generous gift today helps Katie minister to prisoners everywhere. As a thank you, Katie will send you this offer, which includes Soul Food, Real Keys to Supernatural Weight Loss.
I struggled with lifelong food issues. I went through the whole diet and exercise routine, and the weight that I had just wouldn't come off. Then God showed me that all my problems with food were coming from the wounds in my soul. I was using food to comfort my wounded soul. But once I got my soul healed, I finally got control over my eating, and I supernaturally lost weight. And believe it or not, it can happen to you too.
Soul Food addresses the root causes of weight gain and food addiction that originate in the soul. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv with your generous gift of $50 or more. Katie will not only send you her Soul Food teaching and soak, but you'll also receive her powerful book, Soul Decrees.
Now, people are always asking me, how do I get my soul healed? Well, one of the best ways is by decreeing specific soul scriptures over yourself. Now, to help you, I've compiled those same scriptures that I use in this little book, Soul Decrees, so that you'll have a great tool to get your soul healed.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv.
Through our lifetime, the Bible talks about things like sin and trauma actually leaving a, quote, literal wound inside our inner man. If we have to go through maybe a horrible sin that we get trapped in, or even our parents sinned, or someone sinned against us, that can wound our soul. When we have to live through a trauma, maybe we lost a loved one, or we lost a job, or we went through some excruciating event in our life, those traumatic circumstances can also wound our inner man. And once those wounds are there, they can affect every part of our lives. I mean, the Bible says that we will prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. So when we're wounded, it can affect our money, it can affect our relationships, it can affect our health, and it can even, those wounds can even be driving us to eat. Amen? They can be driving us to eat. A good example is like women who were molested as children in their youth, okay? A lot of women that go through that kind of a trauma grow up to have food addictions. They become, you know, excessive eaters, bingers, anorexia, bulimia people. I know that's true because when I was in prison, there was a huge percentage of the women on the yard that had been molested or abused as children. Sexually abused or abused in some sort of way. And a huge percentage of that group also had food issues. I mean, there was women in prison throwing up. They would binge and then they would throw up. There is a huge percentage of people in prison that are having food issues because they went through many traumas, either as a youth or on the streets or in some sort or shape or manner. Wounds come from these things that we've lived through, these sins and these traumas we live through, and they could be driving a lot of the problems in our life, including our food addictions and our addictions to other stuff even. It's not even just about food. Our addictions to tobacco, our addictions to alcohol, to narcotics, to excessive spending, to shopping, whatever is your addiction. Even those wounds can be causing those destructive behaviors in us. How many of you are fighting, trying to not be overtaken and controlled every day by a destructive behavior, like being excessively bitter or angry or fearful or anxious? Are you anybody here struggling with that? All that stuff is connected. Those destructive behaviors, the addictions, they're all connected. They all are coming from unhealed areas inside of us. Amen? And this includes the food thing too. You know, if you look at the word appetite in the Bible, you think, okay, the word appetite, what does the word appetite mean? The word appetite, you would think, oh, it's talking about your physical food appetites, your hungers. Well, the word appetite in the Bible actually means these words. Ready? The soul. The soul. Why would the word appetite mean the soul? Because that's where your appetites are coming from. They're coming from in here. If you're healed in here, you're going to have appetites for good stuff, for God's stuff, for the good stuff God made for you. Amen? But if you're unhealed in here, you're going to have unhealthy, unholy appetites. Appetites to spend excessive money. Appetites to do narcotics and drugs. Appetites to smoke. Appetites to drink. Appetites to be angry, to be fearful. And appetites for food. Amen? Food that's excessive, food that's bad, fast food, junk food, snack food. See, our soul is hungry. Our souls are so hungry. We're hungry to feel loved. We're hungry to feel satisfied. How many of you just want to feel satisfied? hungry to have joy. Amen. Hungry to feel supernatural joy every day. Hungry to be loved. Hungry to be comforted. Our souls are hungry. Amen. And what happens is, if we don't get the love we need, the satisfaction we need, the joy we need, we start trying to fill that hunger, mistakenly fill it with stuff. All kinds of stuff. Drugs, spending money, and food. A lot of times we'll eat to try to bring ourselves the comfort we're lacking and the satisfaction we think we need to have. Amen? You guys know what I mean? Think about it. When you're angry or depressed, what do you feel like doing? Yeah, for me, it was a whole bag of Doritos with a couple of cans of bean dip. Yeah. Right out of the can in the car. Like, go in the Circle K, 7-Eleven, whatever it was. Come out in the car, pop the lid. At the end, fingers coated with Doritos stuff. Right? Maybe you're one of them candy bar peeps. You are the good people. You buy the little bags of mini candy bars because those don't really count. God has zeroed out the calories on those. Right? But on that day that you're not feeling good, somebody made you mad, or you're alone again, or you're anxious, or you've been working really hard and you think, I deserve a break. Here goes the bag, and and you look down and the bag's empty. That's when the calories actually do count, actually, at that point. They do. As we get healed inside of us, we're not going to reach towards stuff, including food, to comfort ourselves. Amen. We'll eat because we're nourishing our bodies. We eat because we're fellowshipping and celebrating with our friends. You know, the Bible's full of feasts. Full of feasts. Amen? God does want us to feast, but here's the problem. We've turned every day into a feast. Can you relate? We've turned every day into a feast. All right. But as we get healed, it won't be like that anymore. We'll actually enjoy our food, and we won't feel condemned when we eat. How many of you walk away from a meal and you feel like, oh, I blew it again? All right, God's not, he doesn't want you to feel like that. That's why he wants to heal you in here, amen? Now, before we continue, I do want to tell you some more of my personal story because I know some of you are thinking, oh, great, the skinny white chick on stage is going to lecture us about food. Yes, I am. No. But I want to show you that I have a reason to be up here. I didn't always look like this. Amen? And I didn't always feel like this. Okay, I've had a problem my entire life. I always ate too much food. I was never satisfied no matter what I ate. Okay? I always ate super fast. And it started from when I was a child, from when I was a little kid. I can remember from my 10th birthday. My mom, she made me my birthday meal, right? She got me a porterhouse steak. It's like one of those big ones that doesn't fit on a plate. You have to have a platter. And she got the biggest baked potato she could find. Then she got a half a gallon of vanilla ice cream. She just left it in the carton, opened it up, and then surrounded it by half a dozen of those really big vanilla glazed donuts. I ate every bite of that on my own at super high speed, right? That was me from a little kid. I can remember the big thing when we were children was to go to a steakhouse. You know how your family takes you out for the special treat? You know, you get to go to like some place fancy like once a month. Well, my parents did that. You know, they would drive us to this fancy steakhouse. It was like an hour drive to get there. And when we got there, I would always order the biggest steak on the menu. And then it would come. I mean, I'm 10 years old. I'm this little girl, right? And it would come on this big, huge plate. And I would cut a huge piece, stuff it in my mouth, chew twice, and swallow, and do that at record speed, like one, two, one, two, and my mom would go crazy. She would be like, you better stop eating that fast. I mean it, stop eating that fast. And one night it was so bad, she literally grabbed me by the ear, you know, the mom thing, dragged me out in the front and said, you better stop eating like that or you're gonna choke to death.
Think about this. Do you ever catch yourself eating even when you're not hungry? If so, think about how you felt when you did that. Were you anxious, depressed, or maybe even just bored? Have you ever had an argument with someone and immediately went into the kitchen to search for something to eat? Have you ever remembered something traumatic that happened to you, then suddenly caught yourself heading to the freezer for some ice cold comfort? The thing is, food may ease the pain for a few minutes, but afterwards it brings condemnation that causes you to feel shame and regret. You know, food and weight issues are some of the most difficult things we deal with. That's why we need the power of God's grace. You know, the word grace, according to the Strong's, means a power that heals the soul, strengthens the soul, and causes the soul to be controlled by Christian virtues. Grace is more than a doctrine. It's an actual soul healing power. Grace can heal you of the wounds that are driving you to eat. Now remember, grace is unearned, it's undeserved, it's favor from God. So even if you're up to your elbows in fast food and chocolate bars, God will still pour out His grace on you, even if you feel like you don't deserve it. So I want you to stand there and receive that free, unearned grace as I decree it into your soul. I speak grace, grace to the mountain of wounds in your soul. I command your inner man to be strengthened by grace, increased by grace, and controlled by grace. I decree the power of grace is flowing into every wounded area that's driving you to eat, and it's healing you. No matter what you've been through or what you're going through now, grace is bigger than any problem. So I command that His unearned, undeserved, free grace fill you to the brim so you can become excellent of soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
Part of your generous gift today helps Katie minister to prisoners everywhere. As a thank you, Katie will send you this offer, which includes Soul Food, Real Keys to Supernatural Weight Loss.
I struggled with lifelong food issues. I went through the whole diet and exercise routine, and the weight that I had just wouldn't come off. Then God showed me that all my problems with food were coming from the wounds in my soul. I was using food to comfort my wounded soul. But once I got my soul healed, I finally got control over my eating, and I supernaturally lost weight. And believe it or not, it can happen to you too.
Soul Food addresses the root causes of weight gain and food addiction that originate in the soul. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv with your generous gift of $50 or more. Katie will not only send you her Soul Food teaching and soak, but you'll also receive her powerful book, Soul Decrees.
Now, people are always asking me, how do I get my soul healed? Well, one of the best ways is by decreeing specific soul scriptures over yourself. Now, to help you, I've compiled those same scriptures that I use in this little book, Soul Decrees, so that you'll have a great tool to get your soul healed.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv.
Do you realize Satan used food since the beginning of time to cause the entire human race to fall? That strategy was so successful, he's still using food today to try to shame us, control us, and kill us. Right now, do you feel an insatiable desire to eat? Part of that may be because there's a demonic assignment on you to drive you to constantly think about food. Let's break that off right now. When you say this prayer with me, decree it towards that demonic spirit that's trying to control you. Make these decrees with me now. You ready? Say, I break my agreement with your assignment, Satan. You can no longer drive me to eat. I see what you're doing, and I decree you will not control me anymore. I am not hungry. I don't need to eat all the time. In fact, when I eat the right amount of food, I'm completely satisfied. I command you, loose me now, Satan, in Jesus' name. I send you back to where you came from, in the name of Jesus, amen. People often come up to me and ask why I spend so much time and money to go into prisons. Well, it's simple. I had countless arrests myself and spent years in federal prison. I've seen firsthand inmates that are real people that society has forgotten. We as Christians have forgotten to love them. When we go into prisons, we see incredible miracles, like the young man who was hit in the eye with a bat and it caused his retina to detach. It left a large scar, leaving him almost totally blind. During the meeting that he did not want to attend, God caused the scar to disappear. After he could see, he was totally in. Our prisons are full of people who have gone through horrific things. They're broken, abandoned, and alone. 90% of them are suffering from some sort of sickness or mental illness, and many are serving a lot of time without hope. If God is pouring out extravagant miracles and hope to those in prison, how can we not show them this?
Part of your generous gift today helps Katie minister to prisoners everywhere. As a thank you, Katie will send you this offer, which includes Soul Food, Real Keys to Supernatural Weight Loss. Soul Food addresses the root causes of weight gain and food addiction that originate in the soul. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv with your generous gift of $50 or more. Katie will not only send you her Soul Food teaching and soak, but you'll also receive her powerful book, Soul Decrees. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv.
For many of you watching, today's program may have been a difficult topic to discuss. I hope over the next few episodes, you are filled with more and more hope that there is healing for you like you've never experienced before. Next week, I'm going to share my personal story of my own issues with food. You might be able to relate to my story because I was tormented by food starting from childhood and continuing throughout my entire life. That is until God gave me an incredible revelation that not only healed my food addiction, but totally changed the way I feel about myself. You won't want to miss out on these epic stories. See you next week.